Senator Steve Beder from Warren. How are you, Senator?
I'm doing well, thanks. Good morning, everybody.
You recently have partnered with Senator Rick Jones to put together a package of bills that amends Michigan's paternity laws. Talk about this.
Well, it's a four-bill package, and it's designed to modernize the procedures for determining the parentage of a child while keeping the best interests of the child as the major consideration. These bills create a legal route by which men who are biological parents and want to take responsibility for their actions may do so if a court determines it's in the best interest of the child to have that parent in their life. These bills also create a legal route by which the assumed parent, who is not the biological parent, could disestablish paternity if the court determined that it's in the best interest of the child. You know, there's a number of other issues related to this, but it was a package of bills that came out of a couple of actual cases that I became aware of and realized that our paternity laws, which are, over 50 years old, are grossly out of date with today's society and with advances in scientific technology. So I worked with DHS, which is the Department of Health and Human Services, family law, section of the state bar, also the Friend of the Court and the Governor's Task Force for Justice and Children and the Michigan Fatherhood Coalition, putting this package of bills together, which really is a major modernization of Michigan's laws relating to paternity.
When we hear about cases like this, it seems like the judge always wants to do whatever they can do to keep loved ones, family members, or people who may have been caregivers in that person's life. How in the world did we get to a law where a woman's husband is legally her child's father, even if the child was fathered by another man?
Yeah, that's it goes back through kind of a history lesson. The law that we're basically amending that goes back to the 1950s, but even before that, there was a presumption if you were married and you had children, you had a child, that child was the product of that marriage. We know that's not always the case. In some cases, frankly, there's a large percentage of children that are born that are married to either unmarried women or to women who may be married to somebody else at the time that the child was conceived. And again, what we're doing is we put the highest priority on what's best for the child. In some cases, we have, and you know, it's actually a fairness issue to both the presumed father, which is the husband, and also to the actual father. And we have cases where the guy who's married is on the hook for child that's not his. In other cases, if somebody is wants to be involved, and that's actually the case that inspired this one. We had a situation where a gentleman, he's been in the press quite a bit. His name is Dan Quinn, and he had been in a relationship, had a child, in a relationship with this woman who had been married. They lived together for several years. They raised a child as their own. They eventually split up. She went back to her estranged husband. And what brings this thing to the forefront is this woman and her estranged husband eventually ran afoul of the law. One's in jail and one has been not deemed to be fit parent. And the courts have no way of granting any type of standing to the actual father who is a person of good standing, but has no standing in the courts as a father to come in and take care of his daughter. So we see situations like that. The courts have been asking us to do some changes to the law to give them the discretion to go in and to make the major consideration, again, is the best interest of the child. So, again, it creates a legal route by which the men who are those biological parents can take responsibility for their actions, but it gives the court that discretion to then look at what's in the best interest of the child.
The bills have a lot of support, the Friend of the Court, the Governor's Task Force on Criminal Justice for Children, and so on. As we speak, where do these bills stand?
Well, they just passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee last week, and it came out unanimously. And they build on a bill that I had introduced early in the year. And we, as the discussion had gone, we discovered that there were other things that we needed to address. So we did a pretty comprehensive rewrite, and I think it's a good package of bills. We said there's been no opposition from any of the groups that deal with child welfare, or the courts. And it's on the floor of the state Senate at this time, and we're hoping to have a vote on that in the next several weeks.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.